USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Democrats are getting cold feet about their impeachment efforts against President Donald Trump ahead of the start of the trial in the Senate, according to Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas on Face the Nation.
The House isn't prepared to go forward with the evidence that they produced in the impeachment inquiry. Maybe they ought to withdraw the articles of impeachment. And this isn't the Senate's responsibility to make the case. This is the House's responsibility under the Constitution. But this to me seems to indicate that they're getting cold feet or have a lack of confidence in what they've done so far.
The Senate proceedings involving President Donald Trump are set to begin Tuesday, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell expected to offer an organizing resolution laying out the rules for the trial. But a crucial question of whether witnesses will be called to testify remains unanswered. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Bernie Sanders has been asked to step down from the impeachment proceedings. Tim Berg has the story.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn is arguing that four Democratic senators running for president should recuse themselves from President Trump's impeachment trial, arguing they cannot sit in judgment of the very president they seek to replace. Bernie Sanders was asked about recusing himself on the campaign trail.
I swore a constitutional oath as a United States Senator to do my job, and I'm here to do my job. And I think the people of the United States understand that.
Police in Wisconsin posted a lighthearted warning about a highly addictive substance commonly known as Thin Mints, peanut butter patties, and more. The Kenosha Police Department's Facebook post said young girls run the operation and they'll get you with a good cause story. They say the treats will be arriving soon in their area, and if you come into contact with any of these cookies, you can drop them off at the police department. They'll be happy to assist with proper disposal. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Virginia leaders are asking white supremacists to stay away from Monday's gun rights rally at the state capitol. That story from USA's Chris Barnes.
Thousands are expected to attend the rally outside the State House in Richmond to protest the recent passage of gun control legislation in Virginia. Militias and neo-Nazi groups have vowed they'll be there, and Virginia's Democratic Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax said there can't be a repeat of the violence at a similar rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, when a counter-protester was run over and killed by a white supremacist.
Everyone who comes here looking to peacefully exercise their rights, you know, is welcome, of course, but we do not need any violence. We do not need a reprisal of the failures that we saw in Charlottesville.
Democratic Governor Ralph Northam temporarily banned all weapons from the Capitol grounds until Tuesday. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Democratic National Committee released the qualifications for the Democratic presidential debate on February 7th in Manchester, New Hampshire. Instead of just meeting a polling and donor threshold as required for previous debates, candidates now have alternate ways to participate. Presidential hopefuls seeking to take part in the debate will be able to qualify by meeting a delegate threshold. They must have been allocated at least one pledged delegate to the Democratic National Convention based on the results of the Iowa caucuses on February 3rd. Those results are determined and reported by the Iowa Democratic Party. The six that made the last presidential debate will all be eligible. This gives other candidates, such as Tulsi Gabbard and Andrew Yang, the opportunity to participate. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.